Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 13th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Put the bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for representing. Ask that you give this court the wisdom and the patience to do the right thing. Ask that you bless this. Amen.
Pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin the agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for runway reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and that project is funded by the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 31. Item B is consider and approve award the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge Dune Restoration with Impalo Environmental for a base bid and alternate bid additives 1, 2, and 3 in the amount of $3,872,218.60, which is being funded out of the Hurricane Ike Round 2 disaster funding program. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal with price increases for a term contract for the Sheriff's Department law enforcement equipment and uniforms with Lone Star Uniforms and Texas Code Blue LLC for a fourth additional 1-year renewal from August 18, 2015 to August 17, 2016. Price increases with Texas Code Blue LLC for item 12, the Elbeco Texas Trop F LS from $42 to $44 each, and item 14, the Elbeco Texas Trop MLS from $40 to $44 each. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 1 to the contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County. This amendment's going to add the Jefferson County Juvenile Justice Facility at 900 4th Street in Port Arthur as a service location for biomedical waste container services at a rate of $35 per container per haul and $35 per container per month. Item E is to execute, receive, and file an engagement letter for auditing services for Jefferson County with Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for the second year of a 3-year contract from August 10, 2015 to August 9, 2016. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 to the professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for siphons crossing from the underneath from the north side of the Gulf Intercoastal Waterway to the south side in the amount of $234,120, bringing the total from $129,700 to $363,820. This is a project as part of the salt bio restoration plan, and that funding for that comes from a Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation grant. That says Texas Parks and Wildlife, but it's actually Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
The question is on the F. Did we go out to bid for that dam? Correct.
No,
we didn't go out to bid on.
No, this has been a long.
Bill Worsham.
And how much money have we spent with them? We need to get that, and every member of the court needs to have it, if you don't mind. Okay?
Yeah, it's been LJA, you know, the Salt Bio Marsh Restoration Plan. It's been in the works between Jefferson County, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Ducks Unlimited, NOAA, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Texas General Land Office. They started their work about 13 years ago, 2001, 2002. Bill Worsham's been involved with that project the entire time. There have been different segments to the study. The first was the creep or loss of shoreline as a result of coastal erosion. We're losing about 25 foot of our land per year. We've actually lost more than that with the storms over the last 10 years. We've lost 350 feet of land. He also did the analysis along with other LJA engineers of barriers to further sea level rise and loss of marshlands. He's done the work on the Keith Lake Fish Pass, which we've been fortunate to complete that baffle. And they're now doing the studies for the sizing of the baffles to go underneath the intercoastal to carry water from the higher elevation marshes on the north to the south. So it's been a multi-year contract that he's been involved in and is certainly intimately familiar with the details of what's been going on, and so we didn't want to change horses in midstream. Any other discussion?
Yes, Judge. Item D, Deb, what is item D? Why do they need?
We needed to add.
What do they do there to?
They pick up as the biomedical waste, the red container. You're going through your doctor's office, it's all the red container.
Yeah, I understand that, but what are, I saw Ed here. Ed Cockrell. What do they do there, Ed? I know you drew it. Oh, for the drug testing. Okay. Yeah, I knew they did urine tests. Okay.
Any other discussion on items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds to recover the roof at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Building at a cost of approximately $50,000. Item C is regular county bills, check number 409447 through 409650, and we'll come back to item B. Do I have a motion on items A and C?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion?
Yes, item A, that was in your budget, so next year, this is going to take care of that issue?
It will.
Okay, so we're going to do it out of this year's budget? Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item B is to discuss upcoming budget hearing schedule. Mr. Swain?
Judge, Commissioners, next week, we had tentatively set as the week to have budget hearings. What you have in front of you is a tentative schedule. We just wanted to confirm it because, you know, there'd been some discussions with if everybody kept their budget basically the same as last year, that we could probably might not have to have them, but such is the case. We're gonna have some requests to have the need to discuss some of these items. We did limit it to Monday, Tuesday, and then we left Wednesday open, and then Thursday we have had a few departments that weren't available till then, so we'd have to move them to Thursday. Specifically, I think the sheriff and maybe county clerk, I'm not sure, but we're just trying to accommodate some of the schedules. If you look on, did you get page two, you have a list of the departments we weren't planning on calling in. We will go through every budget packet. It's just because some of the time frame we had and kind of the rules we've had in the past, if they didn't have anything other than computers, which would be checked out by MIS, or vehicles, which would go through the service center, and they had just minor changes, we didn't feel the need to bring them in. We could just go through those departments or those budgets when we have open time. I kind of throw it out to y'all to give y'all an update before we actually start calling departments and making an official schedule.
Well, I would suggest that because of budget hearings is what it says, budget hearings, and before we make a tax rate, if there's something in departments that we need to look at, and we call them, we need to have them down here, the bottom line.
And I think you have everybody. We should cover most of the increases we have are scheduled. If there's anything that comes up within some of those budgets that we're not calling the department in, we can always call them back in or schedule another time. You know, it won't be until the next week that we'll get our final tax roll. So a lot of this, you know, will hinge on that. You know, we're hoping things are going to be a whole lot better, or I say a whole lot better, better than the preliminary. But I don't think it's going to be, I don't think we'll see anything additional over last year, the tax roll.
So you're saying that, you know, you have some requests that are above and beyond the bottom line number that they had in their last year's budget?
Mm-hmm. That, or they dealt with personnel or some capital items.
But in general, and from past practice, you know, when it's something such as computers or a vehicle that's mileaged out and went through the proper protocol, those departments are not being called forward because there's no real...
Correct. Or they had maybe three, you know, roughly 3,000, you know, a small amount of changes within their budget. We weren't going to bring them in.
Well, you know, in order not to waste a bunch of time, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, if obviously it's the wishes of the court, but when you look at this Monday, Tuesday schedule and then Thursday, you know, maybe there's some in there in those time frames that don't need to be there, or do they all need to be there? Is that what you're saying? Everybody that's listed there is asking for something that's above the bottom line of last year? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and maybe not all of the bottom line, but it has to do with personnel or capital request.
Yeah.
Something we need to discuss, yeah. Or extra help or
we well, can't make a decision without talking about it. So
you know, I'm all for open discussion about requests that are made for departments. My concern is with going through all this, and unless something changes from the preliminary roll, us having less revenue, or even if we came in identical revenue to last year, we're still well below the amount of money necessary to properly fund the budget, and we're forced to reach out into reserves, and that's not sustainable. And so looking at increases in personnel this year seems to me to be a waste of time. But again, it's going to be up to the court. Y'all want to hear from everybody? I just...
We can say it like this. We've already looked at increasing personnel, and if that's the case, everything is on the table and everybody has to come back before us. Everybody.
Well,
and we take the appropriate action as a court, as its fiduciary responsibility for the citizens we represent, to make sure that we're doing what's right by this county. That means if we need to reduce those, we reduce them.
Well, you and I have had those discussions every single year for the last 8 years, and I've always agreed with you that everything is always on the table. But if there are areas that need to be cut, then there need to be suggestions made for where those cuts are going to take place. But as I said last year, I cannot vote for continuing on a budget that spins into reserves. And
Judge, I concur, and my proposal would be to follow the schedule, and then after we do get the official tax rolls and know what our revenue is going to be, anybody that has not come before us and those who have, we may have to call them back. And once we know what our revenue is, then we can adjust our expenses accordingly.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I would say go with the schedule we have and let all the department heads and elected officials understand that they could be called in, even whether they're on the second page or not, depending on what our revenue and what the projections are. Because I'm with you, we can't continue pulling from reserves to balance our budget.
Any of these that are listed asking for additional personnel or positions or...
Yeah, they should have gotten
We did.
Okay. We will,
So, what I gather from discussion is to go forward with the schedule and we'll send it out at the court today.
So, Pat, what are we doing Wednesday?
We're open. We just kind of left it open, because we really needed to delay until Thursday for some of the departments.
Can we go through this list again, if your office can look at it and see maybe there's some on this list that don't need to come in? Or you're saying they all do?
Well, if you want to give them the opportunity to discuss what they're asking,
we'll have to need them to come in.
Okay, so just to clarify, so everybody listed on here, they need to come in based on past practice?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further? All right, under County Commissioners, item A is conduct a public hearing and consider possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order creating the Exxon Mobil Beaumont Refinery Complex Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code, which is the Texas Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act. So I will now open up that hearing, see if there's anyone that is desirous of speaking to the creation of that reinvestment zone. A reinvestment zone is just a step that is a predicate to the court considering tax abatements if and when a project is proposed within the boundaries of that reinvestment zone. Anyone wishes to speak to the issue? Not, I will close the hearing. Item B is to conduct a public hearing to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order creating the Exxon Mobil Beaumont Polyethylene Expansion Project Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Now open up that hearing for any comment on the creation of that reinvestment zone. Having no takers, I close the hearing. Move on to via addendum to items under County Commissioners Court. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a letter of intent between Jefferson County, Texas and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for the regional mitigation action plans. And item D is consider authorizing county judge to execute all documents necessary to effectuate the settlement of Jefferson County's claims in the BP oil spill litigation. I have a motion on those two items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Seconded
by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, one item A is to receive and file the executed motor vehicle license registration agent agreement between Jefferson County and HEB Grocery Company that was previously approved by the Commissioner's Court on June 8, 2015. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
I think it was moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Would this be all HEB?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Treasurer. One item A, to receive and file the investment schedule for June 2015, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded. Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Mr. Funches, did you?
I just wanted to point out on this month's report that it's been an extremely busy month. The feds went on a calling frenzy. The impact they had on our portfolio is they bought back $18 million in bonds. But on the bright side, they cleaned up a lot of older bonds that were yielding lower rates. So the overall effect was our weighted average
yield increased to 1.235, which is the highest it's been since I've been here. Also, they were able to, when they buy back, they always buy back at par, so we didn't lose any market value on our bonds, but they do pay the accrued interest up to date. And this month was remarkable. We had almost $74,000 in income just off of the bonds that were called, and add that to the interest on our county funds. Our total investment income for the month of June was $90,204, which brings our year-to-date earnings up to $313,368 with three more months left to go. So,
great.
Just wanted
to
bring
that's
that
almost
to
a full percentage point higher than the basis points we were earning last year at this time. So that's
almost, yeah, one whole point.
Yeah. Very good.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Funches. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Any member of the court wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? Okay. Yeah. And so I know that they're going to have to take a little time to take down the machine, but we are going to adjourn and announce the an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information from our legal counsel regarding pending litigation against the county and potential litigation to which the county might be a party. And so, nothing further. We will adjourn into our closed session. Thank you for being here.